My name is Garland Robinson. Our lesson today has to do with church attendance. Now, we're going to be looking at the fact that church attendance strengthens the home. If there's anything that needs more help today than the home, I don't know what it would be. Homes are under attack. They're attacked from even the government. We're attacked from atheism, agnosticism. Homes are under attack by every vice of Satan. The devil is out there, the Bible says, as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. And he's trying, seeking so desperately to destroy everything that is right. The question is, will you let him destroy your life? So when we think about church attendance, we're thinking about faithfulness. These are not my words. This is not my opinion. This is Bible. Notice as we begin to study God's Word. We learn that church attendance is essential in obeying God. You can't be faithful to God. You can't obey God if you do not attend the assemblies of the saints. It's simply unthinkable for one who has embraced the Lord's way, who's become a New Testament Christian, to turn around and forsake even one of the assemblies of the saints. The Bible is so clear on that subject, and it says that it is a sin, and it talks about the severity or the severeness of that sin. In Hebrews chapter 10, we read in verses 24, 25, and 26, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works." Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully, now notice that, if we sin willfully after that we receive the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. Here he speaks most definitely of forsaking the assemblings of the saints as a willful sin. Here he's not talking about a situation that is something totally beyond your control, but a clear decision in your own mind, I'm not going to church this morning. I'm not going to church tonight. I'm not going to serve God and worship Him on this occasion. Far too often, members of the church see church attendance as an unpleasant obligation. It's often viewed like bad-tasting medicine, something that's not enjoyed, but it's necessary for your health. What a shame such individuals have so little faith in the Lord. I'm convinced they don't see the seriousness of sin. They don't see the severity of sin. They do not see the eternal destruction that it'll bring in their life. Friend, to be able to worship the God of heaven, the Creator, Sustainer of all living things, to commune with brethren of like precious faith, oh, what a blessing that is. It's a blessing that is enjoyed by far too few, even among those who have named the name of Christ. In this lesson, we want to explore just a few of the blessings and the rewards of faithful church attendance. Number one, faithful church attendance strengthens not only the individual, but entire families as well. One evidence of this is seen in the number of couples that have happy marriages. Statistics prove that families who worship together are far more likely to remain together. Rare are those occasions where such homes are broken and end in divorce when they attend church and worship and serve God. When families are constantly instructed in the way of the Lord, it becomes harder for them to rebel against God, against that which is right. You remember the prodigal son? When he broke away from his family, when he moved himself into a far country, that's when he ran into trouble. He got away from the influence of his family, the righteous instruction of his father, and he got away from everything that he knew, and that's when he fell into the depths of sin and folly. Only after returning home did he once again enjoy the pleasure and company of those who truly loved him. We read of that beautiful story in Luke chapter 15, in verses 11 to 24. We know about young Timothy, a gospel preacher, and Lois and Eunice, his mother and grandmother. They brought him up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We read in Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 1 to 4, And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. So, if we're going to be faithful, we've got to go to church. And that church attendance will strengthen us, and it'll strengthen our family as well. Number two, church attendance places an individual in the midst of the best people in all the world. No, all those church people are not perfect. There's no one in this life that is sinless in that respect. But at the same time, compared to all the other people of the world, they are by far the best people. They're a people that love one another, a people that love God, a people that love other people, a people that's interested in doing good, a people that's honest and sincere. That's the kind of people you need to be around. People of the world are not that way. People of the world will take advantage of you. The young man that we call the prodigal son, he found that out. He thought he had friends for a while until his money ran out, and then they deserted him. But the church and the people in the assemblies, those are the best people in the world. It's a place of safety. It's a place of comfort. There's no worry about someone seeking to take advantage of you. You don't have to worry about turning your back for fear that somebody may steal from you. You have confidence that your children will not be bombarded with foul language, of obscene gestures, of dirty jokes, and all kinds of foolishness and wickedness. That's what fills the TV. That's what you find at the schoolhouse. That's what you learn in the neighborhood and in the ballparks. But you don't have to worry about perverts in the church because they're not interested in spiritual things. Those people of the world are looking for a chance to molest you and to molest your children, but you won't find them in church. When with all the crime and the lust and the greed, the outrage, the abomination, obscenity, lewdness in the world, why in the world would families not seek to escape all of those things? Why would they not want to go to church and provide that which is wholesome and good and honorable and generous and beneficial and positive? Those good things and many more are found in the assemblies of the saints. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 24, we read of the fruits of the Spirit. You don't find that in the world, but you find it in the church. Number three, church attendance strengthens one's faith. We read in Hebrews 11 and verse 6, "But without faith it is impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." And then we read in Romans 10:17, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." The more you hear the Word of God, the more you grow in faith when you will apply those lessons in your own life. Multitudes of those who often say, "Well, I wish I were stronger in faith," yet these same people do little and many times nothing at all to make it so. A stronger faith is directly related to the study of God's Word. And the more you attend the assemblies of the saints, the more that you'll hear God's Word, and the more you'll grow in faith. Then another lesson. Church attendance provides the proper example. Had you rather your children find their heroes on TV or at church? I observed godly men and women as a child who reverently bowed their heads in prayer, partook of the Lord's Supper, gave of their means, sang praises to God, listened to the Word of God. All of those things, they served to teach me how to worship God. It impressed upon me the reverence and respect due unto God. I learned the seriousness of holy things. I'm no doubt a Christian today because of those early years and being shown such wonderful examples by those around me. Again, you don't find those in the world, but you'll find them in the church. Who will deny the blessings of families worshiping together? Who'll step up and say that, "Oh, that doesn't help the home. That doesn't help me." No one is going to be able to do that because those things cannot be said. Oh, what wonderful blessings there are in fellowshipping with the saints, of the great strength that it brings one individually and brings the family, because that is the will of God. Not only is it right and good and encouraging to attend the assemblies of the saints, it's a command of God. Again, we go back to Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but so much the more as you see the day approaching. Here we learn that even in the first century there were those who were forsaking the assemblies of the saints. You know, sometimes people say, well, it's all right to miss Sunday night, it's all right to miss Wednesday, because Sunday morning, that's the main service. Well, my question is, who said? Who made that rule? Where did that come from? You don't read it in the Scripture. Notice again the passage says, not forsaking the assembly, didn't say that, but forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. That is, every time the church assembles, it is an assembling of the church. And the Lord said, don't forsake. Now the word forsake means to abandon, to forfeit, or to give up. Sometimes people argue and say, well, I haven't give up on the church. I haven't abandoned the church. I just miss some here and there. But friend, that's what abandoning is. You abandon one service. You don't have to totally turn your back against God and throw Him out the door and never return to the services of the church. That would fulfill that passage, but even less than that fulfills it as well. Even abandoning one service, forsaking one service. When we have the power, we have the ability, we have the health to attend even one assembly, and we willfully neglect that, we make a conscious decision to avoid that and not partake of it, then Hebrews 10:25 says we've sinned. Hebrews 10:26 says it is a willful sin, and when we willfully sin, there's no more sacrifice for our sin. Friend, can't you see the value, great profit there is in attending all the assemblings of the saints? That is the Lord's will. And it is the devil's will that you miss, that you forsake, that you abandon. But it's God's will that you be there and fellowship with the saints. Oh, what a great privilege that is. Won't you do that? If you will obey the gospel today, you can by believing, repenting, confessing, and being baptized. Or if you've strayed away, to come back to faithfulness in repentance and prayer. We always stand ready to assist and help you any way that we can. We appreciate you listening today. My name is Garland Robinson.